From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. So we've got the economic collapse. We've got, I don't know, a hurricane hitting South Florida. And we've also got World War III about to set off. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. A lot happening today, and it's only Monday. So, geez, a loo. I know there are a lot of folks out there who are very concerned about what's going on, and you should be very concerned. These are some pretty difficult days. But I want to kick right out of the gate, and I want to say this because there are so many people who are concerned. Many people are panicked, and there's just no need to panic, folks. What's going to happen is going to happen, all right? So if you have money in the stock market, my advice is for you to contact your financial planner, your investment banker you might use, and follow their guidance. I can tell you this, I'm not pulling anything out because it's too late, right? So if I did, I would lose my shirt. So that's me, and you need to consult with your financial peoples if you can get a hold of them. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is alleging that there is some nefarious stuff going down, and we're going to keep an eye on the markets and everything throughout the show today. But this is very bad. Very bad. By the way, if you really want to understand the significance of this, Donald Trump is right when he says that we are on the verge of what could be a Great Depression. And we have to hope and pray that does not happen. But I am telling you right now that we are in precarious times economically and financially in the country, and it's a direct result of Bidenomics. By the way, this coming in, a Harris campaign ad is now distancing Kamala Harris from the administration's economic policies. According to the New York Times, the campaign ad said the vice president had never even heard of Bidenomics and will not be commenting on the developments of today. When pressed, the aide referred the Times to a video of celebrity supporters singing Imagine directly into a camera. By the way, that is insanity. And I know, and again, the official statement from the Harris campaign, we've never heard of Bidenomics. Kamala has never heard of Bidenomics.
All that, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else, that is called Bidenomics. That is called Bidenomics. And we are very proud of Bidenomics.
Well, Bidenomics, ladies and gentlemen, just wiped out many retirement accounts around this country, wiped out many savings accounts. Cryptocurrency has been pretty much obliterated, and we are going to be going through some difficult times. That's just the reality of it. I'm going to give out our telephone number, 901-260-5926, if you want to weigh in on this today. That's 901-260-5926. And again, President Trump has been pretty vocal about all of this. The president saying that he predicted all of it, and he did. The president is on the record going all the way back to the 2020 presidential election saying that the policies, the economic policies of Joe Biden would crash the economy. And he's spot on accurate. Spot on accurate. So, Mr. President, we appreciate you. By the way, we're now calling it Kamala Crash. And the question is very simple for a lot of you folks out there, and we do have a good many never-Trumpers that listen to this program. Do you regret not getting out there and campaigning and doing your very best for Donald J. Trump? Do you regret that? Because let me tell you something about the mean tweets. You know, at least when President Trump was in office, you could afford to go out to McDonald's for a hamburger with your kids. You could fill up your gas tank. You could go to the grocery store and you didn't have to pick and choose what you were going to be able to buy. When President Trump was in office, you were going to be able to retire. And now a lot of grandparents are waking up. A lot of your grandparents, and in some cases, great-grandparents are waking up today, and they realize, holy crap, I'm going to have to go get a job down at Walmart. That's what's going down here. Now, President Trump is weighing in on this over on True Social. I want to share this with you. And again, we will be following the market. It's going to be a crazy couple of days. Trump says voters have a choice, Trump prosperity or the Kamala crash and Great Depression of 2024. Not to mention the probability of World War III if these very stupid people remain in office. Remember, Trump was right about everything. And it's true, he was. He was a prophet, a major prophet. Trump says, of course, there's a massive market turndown. Kamala is even worse than Crooked Joe. Markets will never accept the radical left lunatic that destroyed San Francisco and California as a whole. Next move, the Great Depression of 2024. You cannot play games with markets. Kamala crash. Victor David Davis Hanson saying this, the left has simply swapped out a debilitated president for a challenged president. That's true. It's true. So there you go, folks. And my condolences. I know a lot of us lost a heck of a lot of money today. And it's only going to get worse, I'm afraid. That's where we're at right now. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, here's President Trump just over the weekend, speaking in Atlanta, talking about and predicting the Kamala crash. Cut 19.
If Harris wins this election, you will quickly have a Kamala economic crash. You're going to have a crash. You could also have a crash like in 1929, more specifically, because that's where we're headed.
So here's the challenge, and I recognize this today. I was talking with the staff at KWAM, the news radio station I own in Memphis, and most of the staff here are Gen Zers, and they're just graduating, starting out. They haven't lived through difficult economic times. And I'm curious, I want to hear from you. I've been trying to explain to them why today is such a big deal. Many of them are not invested in the stock market. Many of them, basically are living paycheck to paycheck, and they're spending their money in ways they shouldn't. And I know I see Ben Dieter raising his hand. And the problem is Dieter spends, a couple of hundred of bucks a week drinking that green liquefied lawn clipping sludge. So what advice are you giving to your Gen Z loved ones today? Kids, I know you wanted a college education, but let me introduce you to a plunger. I mean, that's the reality. It's the reality for a lot of people. By the way, did you catch the rally in Atlanta, the Trump rally in Atlanta on Saturday? I was anchoring that for Newsmax, and we had a lot of fun. But, man, people are really fired up over what Trump said about the Georgia governor, Brian Kemp. And this is a question for our listeners in Georgia especially. And I'm just curious, is your governor beloved? Because he won re-election in a landslide. And those were huge, huge numbers your governor was putting up. So I'm just curious if your governor there, Brian Kemp, is a beloved man, because President Trump, and I'm going to try to be as gentle as possible here for our Georgia crowd. He hates your governor's guts. He really does. And that was very obvious. The president was, dare I say, a little miffed during his address. There was a moment, and I was just, again, watching this and taking notes. There was a moment when I thought, is Brian Kemp running? Did he throw his name into the hat? Is he going to be the VP for Kamala? What's going on here? Because at one point he was attacking Brian Kemp more than he was attacking Kamala Harris. So I'm just curious from our Georgia listeners, what's up with your governor? The governor's very upset, put out a statement blasting President Trump. President Trump brought up his family, and Kemp took offense to that and said, you leave our families out of it. We need to be focused on beating the Democrats. So I just have a very simple question here. Is that the strategy here? To go into a place like Georgia, which for better or for worse is now a battleground state, and attack the sitting very popular governor? Is that a strategy there? And what happens if you've got the governor of Georgia deciding, you know what, forget this, I'm sitting this one out, no way I'm getting involved in this anymore. It's, you know what, Trump, you want to win Georgia, you got to do it on your own. Now, Trump is Trump, and Trump is going to do what Trump is going to do. But I'm wondering if there were any people in his inner circle that were saying, Mr. President, we've got to extend an olive branch here because we need everybody. And that's my philosophy here, ladies and gentlemen. And I know this angers, and again, I am a MAGA person. But a lot of people get upset with me and accuse me of being a Democrat because I point this out. Donald Trump needs every single vote. We can't afford to piss people off. We just can't. We need Never Trumpers. We need establishment Republicans. We need evangelical Christians. We need independents. We need everybody. We've got to have everybody. We've got to have every single vote. And I get it. You may hate Brian Kemp, and you may hate a bunch of these other folks. But remember what happened with Carrie Lake when she was running in Arizona, and she told the John McCain supporters that she didn't want their votes. She told them, I don't need you people. And you know what they did on Election Day? They said, fine, you don't need us. Fine. We're not going to go out there and vote for you. And she lost. So it's a dangerous game, is all I'm saying. It is a very dangerous game. And it seems to me that Donald Trump, when he walked into that arena, he crushed it on every single issue. Every single issue, he nailed it. But with the Kemp stuff, I thought it was off the mark. And I think the president, somebody on that team needs to be able to say, Mr. President, I don't think that's a great idea. And I really hope that the president is not surrounded by yes men. Because you can be loyal to the, and as a matter of fact, yes men, I believe, are disloyal because they're not giving their true opinion. They're not giving their true counsel because they don't want to lose that seat of power. I want Donald Trump to win. I want him to win with every single bit of my being and whatever is left in my retirement account. I want him to win. And I want him to do good out there. And I'm saying, let's focus on the three things. This is all we need to be laser focused on. Forget about Kamala Harris and how she slept her way to the top. Forget about her sleazebag husband who got the nanny pregnant. Forget about all of that. All right, it's out there. Let the tabloids take care of that. Let talk radio talk care of that. But the campaign needs to be about three things: the economy, the border, and crime. And if we can focus on those things, we win in a landslide. That's what we can do. All right, we've got Emory in Georgia, Greg in Georgia. We're taking your calls, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Hi, this is Todd Stearns. Today, you have the power to relieve suffering for children throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. Now, these are children who do not have reliable access to the essentials of life, like food or clean water. But today, you can change that. I'm partnering with Food for the Poor to rush emergency food relief to hungry children and to provide a community with access to water. Now, this is a headline that you can do something about. Today, because of a match, your generous gift of $200 provides four children with a year's worth of food and helps a community gain access to fresh water. There are several ways to make your gift. Go to ToddStearns.com and click on the red Give Life banner, or you can call my toll-free number at 855-353-4673. That's ToddStearns.com. Click on the red Give Life banner or call my toll-free number 855-353-HOPE. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us today. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. A lot of you are wanting to weigh in, and we're going to get to all of your calls. Real quick here, coming up, we're going to be talking to General John Tykert, a dear friend of mine. He was the commander at Andrews Air Force Base, also Edwards Air Force Base, now retired. What would a potential nuclear war look like in the Middle East? You're going to want to stick around for the next hour of the program. It's going to be a fascinating conversation, and there are grave concerns that we could be on the verge of the unthinkable. Congressman Aaron Bean is going to be here from Florida as well. All right, let's get to the phone lines here, and let's start with Emory in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Emory, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you, Todd. And let me tell you first, Governor Kemp has done an amazing job in Georgia. I served with him, and I have been able to serve with him 6 years. With that, he should have been at the rally. I don't kiss the ring for anybody. He should have been there. Here's President Trump coming in. We need to win this election. The Attorney General, Chris Carr, should have been there also. But when Trump started rampaging against Kemp, we do not need that either, because Georgia elected Kemp in a landslide. And with saying that, basically, you're right. We need to talk about 3 points of beating Harris. We need to come together. We need to take our toys and put them back in the toy box. We need to hug each other, and we need to tell each other we're going to get this election through Georgia without personalities like Jeff Duncan, who has lost his mind and has been a very good friend of mine over the years. I served with him, but now here's a leader that stepped out of the box. In Georgia, we need to have the rest of these guys on board. Trump needs to, as you say, have somebody sit him down and say, look, you can't come into Georgia that will decide this election and beat up the man that they elected by a landslide over David Perdue, who Trump backed in this last election. So I'm going to give kudos to Governor Kemp. I need and want to continuously vote for Trump, and I will vote for Trump. I have supported him. When I was in Washington with you about 6 weeks ago, he was on fire. He's been shot at. He's been persecuted. He's been everything you can do to be mad. But he has to understand this is about winning the election and stop acting like children from every angle. We need to get this under our belt, make friends, and come back together.
He just wouldn't give it up. I mean, there was anger there. I mean, this was not some sort of I hate your governor. This was, he just went on and on and on, and at some point, and the audience was not responding the way he thought they were going to respond, Emory.
You're right. You are so correct, Todd, and when I say you hit it on the head, the audience realizes, wait a minute, we didn't shut our state down during COVID. We have been the number one state to do business 10 years in a row. And by doing that, we're making smart decisions. However, Trump done an amazing job the 4 years he was president. He needs to talk about that, his plan to do away with ISIS again, to go in and make sure that we let these other countries know we are strong, because they're laughing at us now. And it's like they just think, wow, what a joke. And we have so many people that have no clue what Harris will do to destroy this country.
Oh, it's going to be bad. And Emory, I got to run there, my friend. We are up against a hard break, and thank you for calling in. I see your calls. We're going right to them after this break. A line is now open, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You
You've asked and MyPillow listened. The most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen-size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I love MyPillow, made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, and it helps keep your neck aligned. It holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. You can also get a six-piece kitchen or towel bath set for only $25, and the brand new mattress topper for as low as $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. So don't delay. Order now. Use my promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Folks, you are watching some economic history unfold here. The NASDAQ has never, ever been down 1,000 points ever. And down 1,057 points right now. It's going to be a long, long day. And a lot of this goes back to Friday, that insanely awful, devastating jobs, the jobs numbers coming out. And when you factor that into it, this is what led to first the Asian markets going belly up and now what we are dealing with. All right, let's go back to the phones here. I want to go to Scott in Georgia, listening to us on WDN. And Scott has another, he's got another side of this. All right, Scott, what you got?
I'm not a big fan of Brian Kemp. He's done nothing for the state of Georgia. He has done nothing about the illegal immigration problem in this state. He has done nothing about Lake and Riley's murder. He's not lifted a finger to push the death penalty for that guy that killed Lake and Riley, which I'm really upset about. He hasn't done nothing about the problem we have with school taxes in this state are sky high. He won't put a cap on it. He's pro big education. He's a closet Democrat, and these Rockefeller Republicans defend him, and I'm just sick of it. I'm over him.
So I'm just curious. In the primary, the last gubernatorial primary, you had David Perdue, who was endorsed by Trump, going up against Kemp, and that was a butt thumping, Scott.
Well, that's because they put a stooge there to go against Kemp. If they had put a hard right-wing Republican that tried to go against him, he would have beat Kemp in the primary.
But it was Donald Trump who urged David Perdue. Scott, hold on. It was Donald Trump who urged David Perdue to get into that race. He was the far-right candidate.
Well, I'm not 100%. I mean, Trump's not always right all the time. I wanted a right wing Republican, a hard right wing Republican, to run against Kemp. If he had, he would have beat him in the primary. They put that sorry, what's his name in there to run, and he was a terrible senator. And I knew that was coming. Everybody knew that was coming.
Well, in fairness to you, Scott, yeah, Perdue was awful. He was a bad candidate, and he was not didn't do such a great job in the Senate as well. It was tough. Those were two tough senators you had on the Republican side, which is why they got whacked.
But the Republican Party in Georgia is jerry-rigged. I mean, if you live here in Georgia, you'll see it. It's just these Rockefeller Republicans run Georgia. And
okay.
they're closet Democrats, and they've always been that way.
All right. Well, I'm just going to take your word for it here, Scott, on this, but I have a question for you. Those Rockefeller Republicans, don't we need their votes in the fall?
I don't think it's going to make a difference. We're constantly in these foreign wars. We're tied up in these foreign wars. We're so deep in debt. This Congress has done nothing at all. This Republican Congress has done nothing. Zero. Zilch. And it's just the same old stuff. And I think Americans are getting burned out by the Republican Party just like they are the Democratic Party.
Okay. Scott, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard Scott from Georgia. Says he can't stand Brian Kemp. Says the state of Georgia is run by Rockefeller Republicans. Here's my take on this, folks. You got to have the Rockefeller Republicans on board, too. It's all hands on deck here to stop these Democrats. Let's go to Jeff in Georgia. All right, Jeff, what say you?
I'm calling about, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about Governor Kemp. I don't like the guy one little bit, and I'll tell you why real quick. He goes to WEF every year. He's turning this country into a EV factory. He's got EV everywhere. Where I live at is the biggest plant in probably the whole Georgia. They'd make EV batteries. As far as he screwed over Doug Collins with that lefter, and that's what brought the whole thing last election because of Kemp. This guy is no good. I believe he is absolutely in cahoots with Raffensperger. I really do. To get Trump to for an illegal for an election that was stolen. This guy is, and the Epic Times. I read a story about Kemp in the Epic Times. This guy has friends, communist China friends, personal friends. That was wrote in the Epic Times. And that's about what I got to say.
So, and Jeff, this everything you said may be true. I will say this, that, well, hold on. Everything you said may be true. But the reality is we need everybody voting for Donald Trump. Even the folks who may, you know, maybe diehard Kemp fans, or maybe you hate Brian Kemp. It doesn't matter. Everybody's got to get on board. Agree or disagree?
As far as Kemp, he's not on board.
Okay.
He is an enemy to Trump. I think he's got a personal vendetta against Trump. I really do.
Well, if he didn't before Saturday, he does now. So I think
we brought it out in the open.
We can all agree on that. So we're going to spend, so in the state of Georgia, which is a battleground state, instead of Republicans fighting Kamala Harris, we're going to be fighting against the governor, the Republican governor of your state.
Oh, I'm not going to vote again. I mean, I'm not going to fight against him. I'm voting for Trump.
Well, I'm explaining to you. I'm explaining to you how this is going down because we just got a taste of it Saturday in Atlanta. The fight in Georgia is not Trump versus the Democrats. It's Trump versus the Rockefeller Republicans. And
no,
that's
going to
and
that.
Jeff, that will cost us the presidential election. I will guarantee it.
Well, it got cost last time because it was a crooked election.
All right.
It got stolen.
Jeff, got to run. Good call. And look, the great thing about our program, folks, you can agree, you disagree. We have a conversation here. All right? That's what we do. Let's go to Greg, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Greg. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to let you know I'm not a Rockefeller Republican. I am a truck driver, and I love Brian Kemp. I have prospered under his leadership. And I don't know about the illegal immigration and all that, but I feel safe where I live. You know, but I am a little irritated with President Trump by attacking Governor Kemp. Come on. Let's grow up and let's take out the Democrats. Let's leave each other alone. Are you with me?
Yeah, look, this is what I've been preaching for quite some time now, Greg. And because of that, you know, they call me you're really a closet never Trumper. No, I just want Donald Trump to win. And I am telling you, that is not what he did Saturday is not going to garner more votes in the South. I'm just telling you.
Well, I'm voting on policy right now, but there's a lot of people that vote on personality, and that kind of stuff is going to turn them away.
Yes, sir. And that's why let's just focus on the issues, Greg. Focus on the issues.
Amen.
All right, Greg, God bless you, and thanks for calling in. Be safe out there. Keep it between the ditches, as they say. And look, I don't have a problem talking about all the crazy stuff here on the radio. That's what we're here for. By the way, this Doug Emhoff story, we're going to get to that in the next hour. You know, the guy apparently impregnated the nanny, and they're heralding this guy as some sort of an antidote to toxic masculinity. That is toxic masculinity. When you're knocking up the nanny and you're supposedly a happily married man, that's toxic right there. That's masculinity doesn't do that. real men don't go out there and cheat on their wives. I'm just saying. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Ricky in Georgia, WDUN, well represented today. Hey, Ricky, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I was just going to tell you, you know, everybody's not that crazy about Brian Kemp. They just voted for him because he was the lesser of the evils running at that time. There's a lot of people that really don't like him that much. And if he wanted to make this thing better, he should have been there at the rally, and Trump would have had a different perspective on him if he'd have showed up.
Oh, so you think that if the reason why Trump went off on him is because he wasn't there?
Well, I think that shows that he's not supporting Trump.
Let me ask you this, Ricky, and I'm just hypothetical here. Let's say that Kemp would have shown up with his wife and his daughters in tow, and Trump would have said what he said about him and his wife, and Kemp would have gotten up and walked out. As a man would have to do, right? When you've got somebody insulting your wife, you can't tolerate that. I think that would have been even worse than what happened.
Yeah, it probably would have, but I don't think Trump would have did that if he'd went in there. Trump says a lot of things a lot of times, but Trump is very forgiving.
Well, right now he's not very forgiving of the governor. I'm just telling you, there's some bad blood there. But we need to have some sort of a coming together of the minds. And I know our good friend Joe from LJ would probably, I don't know, organize something at Poole's Barbecue, maybe, you know, off the record, get the two guys there, get them in a room, get some barbecue, and maybe they can sort it all out. So anyway, Ricky, good hearing from you and appreciate the call. And again, I hear that. I mean, people are saying, oh, well, he's not really a popular governor. Nobody really likes the guy. So these are the official primary numbers from the last. This is the midterms. All right. Brian Kemp got 885,000 votes compared to David Perdue's 261,000. It's a lot of folks. I mean, it's a lot of Rockefeller Republicans. I'm just saying. All right. Let's go to real quick. Webb in Maine, WLOB. Webb, what's your question?
Hey, Todd. Well, it's more of a statement. You nailed it right in the beginning. We're on the verge of World War III. Our economy's in the toilet. And with this coming probable depression, and we have people being, the country is at risk, and we have people arguing over petty minutiae.
Yeah.
What is that about? Don't they realize that if this doesn't happen the right way, we have now become the socialist states of America?
Yes, that is very accurate, and that is a very big concern. And right now, you've got a bunch of kids. You have an entire generation of kids. They don't have any idea what is going on in the country right now. They have no idea. They're on TikTok. They're on Instagram. They're doing everything under the sun. They have no idea that their lives are about to radically change, Webb. Radically change.
Actually, because they're uneducated. They're indoctrinated. There's a difference. We have to get a chance to take them apart and put them back together so they can think and make decisions, because they can't. They just follow the herd.
That's it. That's absolutely right. All right, Webb, good thought, and it's a good reminder, and we've got to refocus here, folks. We are dealing with very serious, very dangerous times. All right, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
They don't want to talk policy. They just want to use propaganda to steal your vote. The left is trying to tout this woman as a savior for the black community, but all she's done is hurt the black community since she came into the game. See, the first step in destroying the black community is to dismantle the black family. So aside from her record as a prosecutor, why don't we ask Mrs. Willie Brown if Kamala Harris cares about black families?
Uh-oh. Well, that's a... wow. Thank you. That was Michaela Montgomery, one of the speakers Saturday at the rally. And man, did she nail it right there. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Dark Horse in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Dark Horse, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I have a very serious question. Everybody, I'm sure the Democrats would like to see how confused we all are and see us fighting about Kemp or all these small issues with Trump. But we have a serious issue. We're on the verge of a regional conflict breaking out in the Middle East. Where is our commander-in-chief? Where is the person that holds the codes to our nuclear arsenal? This is a serious situation. I don't think the country understands the gravity of what's happening right now.
Well, you've got multiple, and I mean multiple, issues out there. And Dark Horse, not only do you have the prospect of Iran launching a massive, massive missile attack on civilian targets in Israel. And that is the concern here, that these will be civilian attacks and it could literally happen at any moment. You have an all-out civil war. The UK is on the brink of civil war between the Muslims and everybody else over there. You've got the chaos in the markets, which, by the way, started with us on Friday with those job reports. And now it's just, it's a global issue. All of this goes right back to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the lack of leadership. We have heard zero information coming out of the White House, aside from Kamala Harris saying she's never heard of Bidenomics before. So it's a fair question, Dark Horse, and it is a dangerous situation for this country and, quite frankly, the world to be in right now.
I agree. I think we need to focus. We all know that Trump is probably still favored at this point to win the election. However, things that are going on right now that we're seeing, it's undeniable that we're pushing towards some kind of big conflict. And I don't think this country wants to be involved at all. And I think we could definitely point out and be critical of our current administration and still remind everybody, is in charge of our military. They're in charge of our nuclear arsenal. Where is our president? Where is he? Why is he not coming out reassuring people? Why are they not coming out and advocating for a peaceful solution to anything? Why is it just silence? It's very disconcerting to me.
Well, and it should be to every American. I mean, these are very, very dangerous days we're living in. Dark Horse, give us a call back. These are important questions you asked. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Mark, listening to us on WTJS out of Jackson, Tennessee. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was just listening to you. Show up my hair on the tractor bush hog, and I listened to you when I got on the tractor. But you was talking about the Kemp situation, and like a fellow said earlier, maybe Kemp should have been there to show support for Trump a little bit on his side, too. And I don't think Trump would have probably roasted him or anything. I think he would, behaved a little bit differently. But and it also may be a strategy to for Trump that, hey, you know, there's some disgruntled black voters and other voters with Kemp that he may, you know, bring them on board. He might lose a few people, right? Republicans that don't agree with that like Kemp, I mean.
It could be. Mark, real quick here before we're coming up on the top of the hour break here, Mark. What do you farm out there in West Tennessee?
Well, me and my wife raise horses and chickens and stuff. It's more like a hobby farm, you know, my wife. But anyway,
I love it.
Well, before I get off here, I got two boys in the military, one in the Navy. I got one fixing to graduate school and go in the Army. The other one's in the Marines. And I just want to say God bless our troops and our veterans.
Amen. And God bless you and your family, Mark. Great American patriots. And we love our veterans here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Got to take a break. We'll be right back, America.
Did you know that oil, coal, and natural gas are not the climate villains that the legacy media asks us to believe that they are? Did you know that 8 billion people will eat just today because fossil fuels ran the sophisticated machinery that produced all the food necessary to do so? Or how they power the complex heating and cooling systems to keep people alive through extreme temperatures? What would you do without AC or heat? Fossil fuels have literally been the hero in the prevention of billions of deaths and the extension of life. I'm Kevin McCullough, and I want you to know the facts. Please go to oilfacts.com and get educated today on these critical facts, the need for American energy, and what we can do to keep billions more catastrophic deaths from happening. These facts are irrefutable. Oilfacts.com. That's oilfacts.com. These facts are brought to you by Prairie Operating Group, dedicated to safe and responsible production of American energy.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, look, it's a crazy day. What are you going to do, right? I mean, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday. The stock market is crashing. Kids are going back to school. You've got a hurricane hitting Florida, and we could be on the verge of World War III. So you may as well just have a good time. Drink a Baptist martini. For you Lutherans out there in Oklahoma, that's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon. By the way, I have some exciting news to share with you, and this is coming up this weekend. And I hope that you guys will turn out. The good news is it's free. And based on the fact that all of our retirement accounts just got wiped out, that's good news. We can all use some free stuff. Here's the deal. It's called the Mid-South Rally Ride for Trump. And I'm excited about this. Memphis, Tennessee, we're going to have a massive caravan from Top Gun Memphis all the way to the airport in Millington, which is where our naval base is. And we're looking for hundreds, if not thousands of you to come out, and you've got to make sure that you're decked out with all the Trump gear, the Trump flags. We're talking about cars and motorcycles, trucks, big rigs, you name it. Maybe even those little metrosexual scooters that people, you know, kind of they puddle around. No, it doesn't matter. Get out there, and we want you to join us. We're going to rally. It all starts Saturday at Top Gun Memphis, and folks will start pulling around at 7:30. We're going to roll out at 9:45. So Ben Dieter, hopefully, will be able to get there. You know, he doesn't get up before noon. So it's going to be fun, but here's the best part about it. I'm the keynote speaker, and I get to be the guy to say, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. That's going to be a lot of fun. So anyway, we're going to have a blast, and it's important for all of us, no matter where we are. And over the weekend, saw a lot of people doing the Trump boat. They did the big boat. I call them a crusade. They're not crusades. Nobody got shot. They did the big flotillas. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. People are just having a good time, and they're loving President Trump, and they want to get out there, and they want to show their support. And so we're going to do that Saturday. But if you need to do one in your hometown, and you can invite me, and I'll come to your hometown. But it's going to be a lot of fun. The Mid-South Rally Ride for Trump coming up this Saturday at Top Gun Memphis. We start arriving at 7:30, and then 9:45 is when we roll out. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. We are monitoring developments in the Middle East. We're also monitoring events unfolding on Wall Street. Right now, though, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend, Congressman Aaron Bean, who represents Florida's 4th Congressional District. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
A very good afternoon. I bring you greetings from rain-soaked Florida, Todd. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that because you guys are sort of, it came in on the Gulf Coast side. Are you guys getting a lot of flooding or is that expected, I think, north of you guys in Georgia and South Carolina?
Right. It is a heavy, well, I'll tell you what, in the Big Bend area, that's kind of where Florida bends around the Gulf. That's taken the brunt. I've seen some really pictures that show the true devastation of floods. It's rising flood waters. And I think once the storm goes through, you're going to see some pretty extensive flood damage and wind damage. I'm above Jacksonville. I'm on the East Coast. So it's a heavy rain event for us. And luckily we're dodging those major winds that the Big Bend and the Panhandle is absorbing as we speak.
By the way, I do not mean to laugh, but I got a chuckle. I was listening to some news coverage, and they interviewed a Gen Zer. I guess she had not been through these kinds of events before, and she was doing an interview. I think it was the CBS Radio News, and she said, "Well, they're telling us like we could get some like 30 inches of rain, so I'm probably going to get some sandbags." And I'm thinking, forget the sandbags; you need a boat. You're about to get inundated. Jeez, alone.
That's exactly right.
Well,
I think true Floridians know it's time to, you know, when it's coming down and it's a major storm, I think what you need is an exit plan. That's the smart way to go. But hopefully, you know, we'll dodge this bullet and we'll see what happens. And,
yeah.
But you're right. It's a crazy time in the world. So much going on. And the least of which is this crazy weather we've been having.
Congressman, it's insane. And of course, you don't want to downplay what's happening in the Middle East right now, but there is a very real concern that this could lead to some sort of a nuclear event, and nobody wants that. But in the reality of it, whatever happens, a full-blown war in the Middle East, how is that going to impact us here in the United States?
Well, let's just hope that we don't get directly involved, but we are directly involved. I mean, we're the one arming, as we should arm, is Israel. They're our number one ally. They have said, though, that they will use whatever means necessary to defend themselves. This is not a war that Israel wanted. Israel was at peace October 6th. And when Iran fired up all of their proxies and all of their surrogates with Hamas and now Hezbollah and now directly from Iran. They've said it multiple times. And when I was in D.C., when Netanyahu said, we'll use whatever's necessary to defend, and they're fighting for their existence. They're not fighting for land. They're not fighting for a squabble. They're just defending themselves and fighting for their risks to their you know, their means to just live and survive. So, and they have since have taken care of business. It's just a scary time, Todd, and let's hope cool heads prevail. And they're doing this in an absence of vacuum of power from Washington, because Washington really hasn't given them true support and sending mixed missiles around the world. And so that's why we need strong leadership. That's why we need Donald Trump back in the White House. None of this would have happened, I don't think, with Donald Trump in the White House, because Donald Trump means business.
No, he does. And again, I think that's the common denominator, whether it's what's happening overseas, what's happening in the markets. This is a lack of leadership. One of our callers from Memphis, Tennessee, just a few moments ago said, where is the commander in chief? Where is the commander in chief? And why isn't he out there making statements and trying to reassure people when we are looking pretty devastating right now on Wall Street?
And where's Kamala? Where is she? We haven't seen her. She's done zero interviews. I think that honeymoon that we saw last week, I think it may be officially over today as we're experiencing this Kamala crash before our eyes right now.
It's really shocking. And Congressman, what is your advice to American people who are very worried right now about 401ks, retirement plans? People are really nervous and scared.
As they should be. If you're on the verge of retirement, it's extremely scary. But This morning, there is a new poll out that says, who do you most likely, who do you trust on the economy to fix this economy? 40% said Kamala, 52% said Donald Trump, and that is the correct answer. Donald Trump can get us out. And I think right now we're at a crossroads. That's why the markets are scared for a variety of reasons, but they like certainty. And now with Kamala making this a much tighter race than it was, you know, during the convention, that brings uncertainty. But I think once this honeymoon is over, they see that the Kamala crash, where is Kamala, where's Biden, I think we're going to see a resurgence of optimism and as Trump begins to take the lead again. That's where it is. I feel for these people that has their life savings in that 401k and are on the verge of retirement. It really is. It's hard to get walloped like it is today.
Congressman Aaron Bean from Florida joining us. And Congressman, a couple of things. First, I want to get some information on this very important piece of legislation that you're advancing, which would literally cut unobligated and tumultuous spending. What are we talking about here, and how much money do you think we could end up saving?
God, that's a great question. Thank you so much. You're talking about the Cuts Act. The Cuts Act, sometime last week, Todd, our national debt hit $35 trillion. 35. We're officially over 35 now. And so, listen, we've got to begin the take back our country, both morally and financially. This Cutting Unobligated Tumultuous Spending Act that now has 80 co-sponsors. We've got 80 co-sponsors, which is really unheard of for a freshman member like myself, but everybody is starting to see that we've got to make changes. What this does is it seeks, we go out and find unspent COVID money that agencies are hoarding like their own little piggy bank. We find unspent Green New Deal money that's now gathering dust on the shelf over 2 and 3 years old that agencies are hanging on to and hadn't spent. We just take that money back, Todd. We take $110 billion back and just give it to the Treasury and begin to pay down this debt. It's a very small step, but it's a big step because it has a big number. But our priorities change, and I think our priorities need to be getting our financial ducks in line.
All right. Well, Congressman, we are going to have to leave it there. Appreciate your good word on a lot of breaking news topics today. And we're a big fan of cutting government spending, and it's got to happen. Congressman, thank
Amen.
You.
Todd. Thank you. Hey, thank you for being a patriot, man. I love listening to you. I just appreciate you rallying the troops.
Well,
we got work to do this November. Let's go get them, Todd.
We sure do. All right. Congressman Aaron Bean, everybody, out of Florida's 4th Congressional District. A little soggy down there today, and it's certainly going to be that way along the southern states, Georgia and South Carolina. So you folks, you know what to do. You've been through these a time or two. All right, we are going to take a quick break here, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
In a world where healthcare costs spiral out of control, ShareRight emerges as the beacon of hope, offering healthcare done the right way. We understand the struggle of balancing health and finances. That's why ShareRight fosters a community of support, where members share medical expenses and encourage one another. Picture saving 30 to 50% on your healthcare bills. With ShareRight, it's not just a dream, it's reality, but it's more than just savings. ShareRight grants you the access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, don't settle for outdated insurance. Join the ShareRight movement and experience healthcare done the right way. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
Welcome back. So there's big doings right now over at Mar-a-Lago, and President Trump sitting down for an interview with a very popular guy. Now, Dylan, you're going to have to help me out here for just a moment. So this is Aiden Ross, who is apparently pretty popular guy. He's a young guy, right?
Yeah, he's young. He does a lot of streaming. He like collaborates with, he's done a lot of rappers. He streams on Kick. It's a streaming service.
So, and tell me about a streaming service. Now, this isn't like a podcast. Is it a podcast?
No, it's more like just like live streams. You know, a lot of people use it for, you know, playing games and streaming it to people. But he does it more like just live and talks with people. So, yeah, that's his more, it's his style.
So he's just, so he's hanging out. He went to Mar-a-Lago. He's got a, he's a big Trump guy now, this kid.
Which is surprising. I mean, I don't know. I didn't take him to be a Trump supporter, but, you know, Trump's been doing a lot of podcasts recently. He did one with Logan Paul, you know, the Nelk Boys he did. So
that's right. Yeah, that's true. Also, now this is the guy who has the, what was it? There was something about Aiden Ross and the Tesla or something going. It was very strange. Anyway, he walked out just a few moments ago. Trump walked out to the interview, and 50 Cent's Many Men was playing. That was the walkout music.
Nice.
Is that a, okay.
I think a lot of young people will be attracted to this.
Okay, here it is. So Ross actually showed up to Mar-a-Lago in a Trump-themed Cybertruck.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
So, and apparently Ross said, you already told the president, you already broke the chat in just 5 minutes. Wow. Ross told Trump that he wanted to put the stream on for Trump because a lot of his viewers are first-time voters. So I guess, would you say that it would be like a lot of guys?
Yeah.
Young guys?
Yeah, mostly guys.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. So this could be a major demographic. There's a huge crowd there, and they're all like behind the velvet rope watching in the lobby of Trump of Mar-a-Lago, which yours truly, I have been in that lobby many times. It's really nice.
That's pretty cool because I feel like, you know, a lot of these guys that he's been gone on the podcast for, you know, Logan Paul, Nelk Boys, they don't necessarily share their political opinion all the time, but they have young people that listen. And this is something that I myself would be attracted to and like would like to listen to.
The Cybertruck, the hood of it says it's all red. Make America great again. And on the doors is the iconic photo post-assassination attempt with Trump fist raised. It's pretty epic. We're going to post these on our website, toddstearns.com.
That's awesome.
It's pretty awesome. And it just seems to me, if you're looking for, and again, if the Democrats are embracing the childless cat ladies, it just seems to me these are the kinds of celebrities that Trump would want to embrace. And what I find interesting is, that I would say the average person in America has no idea who Aiden Ross is, and yet I guarantee you millions of people follow this kid. And these are the kinds of folks that are really the true influencers and just might be able to help Trump get out the vote. But it is interesting because it doesn't matter if you're, I don't know, if you're a Republican or a Democrat, most young people are not going out and voting. And I'm curious, though, Dylan, because you're a little older. Are you hearing your people set, your demographic, do they talk about politics?
Yeah, I think more people talk about politics in my age now than they have before. I mean, I'm 25, so people my age are now just voting for the first time.
Wow.
So, you know, it's more prevalent now than anything, so it's definitely a conversation.
Interesting. You know, Ben Dieter is celebrating his big birthday today, 26.
Happy birthday.
Is he, and we were trying to figure out, is he still eligible for the draft in the event you have World War III breaking out?
I think he just made it out of it, Todd.
Did he just make it out?
He just made it.
I'm not sure he would do well.
He's celebrating that just for his birthday.
He could be like, well, you know, he could be one of two people in the military. He could be like Radar O'Reilly from MASH, who was like, you know, always ordering. No, he couldn't order stuff. Nobody would get anything on the front lines. But I think he could be like Robin Williams' character in Good Morning Vietnam. He could be like a DJ.
Yeah, I can see that.
Good morning, whatever is left, whatever is not smoldering. It's terrible. I'm not sure. Actually, I'm not sure there's going to be a need for a draft if this turns into a nuclear conflict.
Gosh.
I was noticing on the map where apparently somewhere in the Memphis area, we are a target for the Russians. I'm very concerned about this.
That's not good.
No, but honestly, it could improve living conditions.
Whatever it takes, Todd.
Whatever it takes. We have a serious crime problem. By the way, may I direct your attention to what's left of the UK? They got a problem. Big problem. They have had unfettered immigration. They have been bringing in more Muslims than you can count, and now it is backfiring. But it turns out, instead of going after the Muslims that are protesting and rioting and rampaging in the streets and chopping people's heads off, I mean, the level of violence that the Muslims, the religion of peace, those people, the amount of violence that they are inflicting on the law-abiding peaceful people of the UK, it's off the charts. And I'm telling you now, if they do not get a handle on this, then you could very well have the Islamic flag flying over Buckingham Palace. And I am not kidding you here, folks, but this is what happens when you have immigration that goes unchecked. They are on the verge of losing their country. And the British people, we saw this over the weekend, fighting in the streets. We're in the early stages of a civil war over in the UK. Got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, this Aiden Ross stream, almost 500,000 viewers right now watching. Almost 500,000. And as Dylan educated me, dropped a little bit of knowledge on us a few moments ago, this is a live stream platform that is predominantly used by young men. So Trump is hitting a massive demographic right now. So here's the deal, Dylan. This is kind of cool. So the Trump-themed Cybertruck that he drove to Mar-a-Lago, he's gifting that to the president.
I was wondering if he was going to do that. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
So here's the problem, and it is a challenge. What about the rest of us? You know, I cannot gift the president, you know, in my next visit. I mean, I was going to bring him, I don't know, some barbecue, but I'm not sure that adds up to Cybertruck.
It's hard to compare. Also, by the way, that viewer count might break some records, Todd, on like a live, you know, format.
Yeah.
It might break some records.
Wow. It's huge. Huge. All right. We will continue monitoring President Trump's interview there at Mar-a-Lago with Aiden Ross. Barron Trump's a big fan, apparently. We'll get to that. We've got some audio we'll share in just a moment. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to a good friend, retired Air Force Brigadier General John Tykert. Now, General, I got to ask you a question. Do you drive around in a Cybertruck? Do you have one of those?
Todd, I am so boring outside of my F-22 Raptor. I drive a Honda Civic.
Well, you... Well, you know, if you got to fly in one of those all day, you got to kind of, you know, normalize yourself.
No, you're right. And I'll take an awesome aircraft like an F-15E or an F-22 any day, and I'll be boring on the ground.
All right. There you go. I love it. Well, General, just pick a dumpster fire that's burning, because there are a lot of them. But we want to talk what's happening in the Middle East with you. And I'm curious, we're getting updates almost, you know, hourly now. What concerns you about where all of this is heading between Israel and Iran?
Todd, I think that the regime in Iran has backed themselves into a corner. And here's what I mean, that they, including the Ayatollah, have been talking about how revenge is necessary and imminent. And that means that they are now forced to follow through, or their credibility is at stake. Now, Israel has done what they need to do to demonstrate that they are ready to defend themselves, which deters by decreasing the benefits of an attack. And they've also, through statements from Prime Minister Netanyahu, been very clear that any attack is not a response to Israel's attacks from last week, but it's a new round that Israel has to respond to, which increases the costs and the risks to Iran. But because of those statements from the Ayatollah, it's very difficult to imagine that in the next 24 hours or so, I expect tonight, that Iran won't strike Israel either directly or through its proxies.
Now, there have been a lot of concerns, and there's a lot of talk about the use of nuclear weapons here, which would be certainly unprecedented in the modern era. How likely would, or is it, first of all, is that a possibility? And if so, how likely would the Iranians go to that point?
Todd, it's always a possibility that we have to consider because that is the worst possible scenario. Right now, Intel assesses that Iran does not yet have a nuclear capability, though they're probably only weeks away. And not only are they weeks away, but because of Obama-Biden sanction relief from several years ago, they have $150 billion additional to spend in sanctions relief. But we do know, though Israel doesn't acknowledge it, that they do have nuclear weapons, and they have them at scale, so that if Iran somehow created a singular nuclear weapon and used it, then they would expect a large-scale nuclear retaliation from Israel that would not be in Iran's best interest.
And it seems to me, and the thinking is here, that Iran could launch these attacks on civilian targets in Israel, thinking maybe Tel Aviv. If that happens, do you think we can more than likely expect Israel to target directly Tehran and Beirut?
I think so, yes, Todd. But I do think that Iran is very nervous right now, and here's why. One, Israel has overmatched conventionally on them. Now, Iran has all these proxies, and that creates a different calculus. But then if you look back to April, Iran launched 300 or so drones and missiles at Israel, and none of them were capable of getting through, or maybe only one and two. And then Israel turns around and responds by one calibrated strike at a surface-to-air missile site outside the Natanz nuclear facility that demonstrates that Israel can strike targets at will in Iran, and Iran does not have that capability in Israel. And then we saw the strike in Tehran last week by Israel as well. And so I think Iran right now is trying to figure out how they can avoid being embarrassed, one, by the regime statements about revenge, but two, if they respond in a way that doesn't get through to Israel, then now Iran just furthers their reputation as an incapable conventional force.
Where is the commander-in-chief here? You would think that Biden would be out on national television, not just necessarily reassuring the American people, but sending a message to world leaders as well.
You're right, and we have seen for the last 3.5 years the absence of American strong leadership through the Biden-Harris administration. And the reason why Iran is so emboldened, and so is China and so is Russia, is because they know that America is weak in maybe our capability, but certainly our will under the Biden-Harris administration. And without American leadership on the world stage, Iran's going to do whatever they can to take advantage of it.
The broader concern, and this information coming in from Bill Malusian, this is breaking news. Bill works at Fox and has done an amazing job covering the border. According to new Homeland Security data provided to the House Judiciary, between 2021 and 2023, at least 99 illegals on the FBI terror watch list were released into the United States after being arrested by Border Patrol. And another 34 aliens are still there. So it doesn't matter if it's one or two. That tells me there are at least 99 possible, you know, terrorist attacks on American soil waiting to happen.
Todd, you're right. And under the Biden-Harris administration, that we don't know how many terrorists on American soil. That includes Hamas. That includes Hezbollah. That includes ISIS. That includes other Iranian-affiliated groups. And that porous border has created a major national security concern that even the FBI director has said has caused all these warning lights to be flashing. And he said that consistently for the last year. And it's just a shame that we don't have control over our borders. And that puts us at risk. And it also makes it less likely, especially under a weak Biden-Harris administration, that we would be willing to respond to protect our allies and partners in a way that would be necessary.
All right. So to ramp this up, and this is great insight, General, you think that if Iran launches the attack, it'll happen later this evening?
I think there's a very high likelihood that tonight is the night. And whether that is a direct attack from Iran or from Iranian proxies, and whether that's going to be a symbolic target like a power facility or an economic target or a leadership target, or whether it's something a lot more robust, we don't know. But Iran is forced into a corner to do something, and I think that something is going to happen tonight.
And it seems as though we're certainly getting our military military folks in place over there. What role would you anticipate the United States having in an attack like this?
Very much like in April, that our forces are there arrayed to provide defense for Israel against a variety of strikes from drones or missiles or rockets. And the fact that we have a robust defensive capability does decrease the likelihood that something will happen, because it means that if Iran takes the risk to launch something and it's unlikely that any of those strikes would get through, it hurts their credibility. It decreases the benefits of doing so. So we are arrayed right now alongside allies and partners, and especially alongside of Israel, to do what we can to defend against the likely strikes that will come tonight.
All right. Well, General, always appreciate your great insight, and thanks for coming on the show today.
Todd, I love it as always. Have me back anytime.
All right. Great American patriot, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, a powerful writer as well, an author, General John Tykert, retired U.S. Air Force Brigadier General, and also a man of devout faith in God. This coming from the Israeli Defense Forces, their chief of staff at this hour. We are ready to go far, to strike, to kill, and take risks. Well said. And no doubt the American people are praying for our friends and allies in the nation of Israel. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. I just wanted to share some data points for you and your listeners. I know how popular you are here in North Georgia. Trump's rally on Saturday, I was told by a very connected source that Brian Kemp was invited to speak, and he turned down the opportunity.
Where did you get that information from, Tom? I mean, you don't have to name names or divulge, but...
A friend of mine that's very high up in Georgia politics.
Okay.
And I was... Okay, I don't want to name names, but I know this person very, very well. I also want to share with you that I've attended 3 election board meetings, and the chairman, which was appointed by Governor Kemp, didn't even second a motion by Dr. Jan Johnson 2 meetings ago to allow the attorney general to investigate Fulton County, and the motion died for a lack of a second. It was a travesty. So all these things that people say aren't happening in Georgia with election integrity, they, in fact, are.
Well, what does it say? What does it say then? And again, I have no information about that. I normally get a list of the, you know, people invited to speak at the rallies well in advance. So this is the first I'm hearing of, and I'm not doubting your source. I'm just saying I personally have not heard, and I would know. Or I would at least be in the know if Kemp had been invited. But again, not doubting your source there. I'm curious though. Does what the president said, does that impact votes in the state of Georgia?
Interesting question. I don't think so at all. But what it does do, and everybody's talking about, you know, play well with others and all this other stuff. But what it has done is, since that comment by Trump, or comments plural, it has now smoked out all of the rhinos that now are attacking Trump and defending him. So they've always been out there, but they've always, you know, been kind of below the waterline. But now they're really coming out. So the good news is we now know who they really are.
By the way, this from Politico, they're saying it's not clear what prompted Trump's outburst at Kemp, though some Republicans privately speculated it was because Kemp did not attend the rally. A person familiar with the event and granted anonymity to speak freely said Kemp, quote, was not invited. That news coming from Politico. Tom, I appreciate that call, and thank you for the intel, 901-260-5926. So my annual August campaign, Food for the Poor, this is our inaugural campaign, and it continues today. And one big reason we are helping our friends at Food for the Poor is because of countries like Guatemala. Overall, Guatemala has one of the world's highest rates of child malnutrition. Nearly half of the children in Guatemala, under the age of 5, suffer from chronic malnutrition. This is just heartbreaking. In some rural communities, that number is as high as 80%. And that leaves a lot of people like Yolanda, who is an unemployed mom, and she's speaking with us through an interpreter today, with very few options to feed her kids.
Right now, they are hungry. They want food, and we don't have enough to get to the whole week. It made me feel sad. Sometimes I get in my room by myself and I cry. I wonder how can I make their life better in order to give them food. I don't want my sons and my daughters to suffer.
No, we don't want anybody to suffer. We do not want the children to suffer. And that's what we're doing here is we're helping these kids. We don't want these kids to suffer. And through our friends at Food for the Poor, together, we can help children just like Yolanda's. So we're making it very easy for you to help us out here, folks. And we need your help. And I know money is tight for a lot of people, but we're not asking for a lot of money. Whatever you can give, whether it's $5, $10, $100, if you have $100, $500, just go to ToddStearns.com and click on the Give Life banner. You can also phone in your gift, 855-353-4673. That's 855-353-HOPE, H-O-P-E. You can also text Todd, T-O-D-D, to 51555, and we will send you a link to where you can make a generous gift. $100 feeds a hungry child in Guatemala a nutritious meal twice a day for an entire year, just $100. And you help their village also get access to clean drinking water. I am so, so excited about this and what we're going to be able to do, and quite frankly, the lives that we're going to be able to help save. So remember, this is what we're doing all this month, helping starving children throughout Central America. Go to ToddStearns.com, make your best gift, help us change lives through our friends at Food for the Poor.
My son Baron says hello. He's a great young guy, but he's a big fan of yours.
What's up, Baron? Yeah, Baron's awesome. He's a great kid. Amazing. He's tall. Very tall.
He's tall. Good student.
Yeah. He's very smart. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he
is. I do want to first off, you know, say this. You know, everyone in the chat, everyone in this room, everyone loves you. And I just want to say you're a true hero for this country, and I really appreciate you. And, yeah, I'm really thrilled we could do this today.
I'm so happy now that I'm doing it. give me it.
All right, there you go. A little bit of the Aiden Ross streaming interview being done right now. And over a 500,000 people watching that. That is massive. And that tells me that Donald Trump is reaching a demographic that has been, and pardon my expression here, has been pooped on for decades. Young men who have been medicated. They've been told that their behavior is toxic. Young men who cannot get jobs, young men who have been sent to the back of the bus, young men who are literally being discriminated against. And these young men are fed up. And can you imagine what would happen if the young men of America rose up on election day and actually went out and voted? All right. I'm going to ask Kim if Kim can hang tight, because we've got we don't have a lot of time for this segment, so we'll try to get to Kim when we return. But I'm curious, folks, and if you are a young man, someone who is a Gen Zer, maybe you're a millennial, and I'm curious, are you compelled to get to the ballot box and vote for Donald Trump? Because this is a demographic that has literally been shoved aside. You know, I was talking to somebody over the weekend, and I'm looking at this person. The person was explaining what they want to do with their life, where they want to go to the school and the whatnot. And I kept thinking, wow, this person may not be able to get to where he wants to be in life simply because of the color of his skin. He's a white guy. And that's horrible to think in America in the 21st century. But this is the environment that the left has created here. And we're going to do our best on this program to undo it. Don't forget, folks, head over to the website. We make it so simple to help out these poor, impoverished kids down in Central America. Food, go to ToddStearns.com. Click on our Give Life banner at the top of the page. Again, ToddStearns.com. Hang tight. Hour 3 of the Big Show coming up next.
from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So Ben Dieter, who is, he's one of our regular fill-ins, and he's the morning show host on KWAM in Memphis. That, by the way, is the radio station that I own. And Dieter just turned 26 today, having a big birthday. And so we had a delicious cake downstairs. Dylan, you and I barely made it back into the talk bunker.
Still eating the cake now, Tom.
Wow, that was good cake. It was one of those Baskin-Robbins ice cream cakes.
Those are so good.
Very tasty. And I'm not a big chocolate guy. I'm not racist. I just don't like chocolate. But I love them. It was vanilla. And it was... Well, that sounded as bad as it could possibly sound. But these days, you never know, right? I mean, if you mispronounce Kamala Harris's name, they call you a racist. What are you going to do? All right, we've got a lot going on this hour. We are watching the markets. Not looking good. Don't look at your 401k, folks. Just hang tight. We're going to get through this. This is all about elections having consequences. We are also monitoring developments out of the Middle East. So far, hostilities have not broken out. So we'll keep you updated there. I want to go right now, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey with us. Mr. Attorney General, thank you for coming on the program today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
So I want to get your reaction to something, if you don't mind. This just came out from Senator Marsha Blackburn out of Tennessee, and she's been all over the Secret Service, and there's just some weird stuff going down there, Mr. Attorney General. But there are now new reports that the former Secret Service Director, Kimberly Cheadle, wanted to destroy the proof of cocaine in the White House last summer. The investigation ended due to a lack of physical evidence, and the Senator, Marsha Blackburn, says cover-up seems to be Kimberly Cheadle's middle name. That is some messed-up stuff going on in the Secret Service.
You know, how can we be surprised, though? The deep state has been out to get conservatives and to protect the likes of Hillary Clinton, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. I mean, the deep state has always been dead set against anyone who has an R after their name and is there to protect anyone who has a D after their name. And so, I mean, yeah, it's disgusting. It's abominable, but it's not surprising.
Well, Mr. Attorney General, I know you've got a lawsuit filed against the Biden-Harris administration over the transportation of illegals into Missouri. Bill Malusian over at Fox reporting that nearly 100, at least 100 they know of, illegals released into the homeland. And these were people who were on the terror watch list. These are very dangerous people. And before I, you know, we'll get you to comment on that. My concern, I know everybody's worried about what's going to happen in Israel. My concern is if Iran tries to do something here in this country.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, how quickly we've forgotten the lessons of 9/11, where our nation was infiltrated by terrorists from the Middle East. And you think that's not happening now? You think they're not coming in from China? You know, there's been reports that the majority of the illegal immigrants into this country are not from Central and South America or Mexico. They're from other countries that are adversarial to the United States of America. We have ceded our national sovereignty. And when I say we, it really lays at the doorstep of Joe Biden and his border czar, Kamala Harris. And it's making Missouri communities less safe. We've had more than 1,100 reported incidences of human trafficking in 1 year, more than 1,500 fentanyl deaths in 1 year. Those are harms directly attributable to border czar Kamala Harris's failure and refusal to do her job at the southern border. It's bad enough that they abandoned President Trump's policies that were working to curb illegal immigration, but they actually flung open the border and hung an open sign by perverting the law and attempting to create new visa programs never authorized by Congress. We know that in May, a House committee confirmed a Center for Immigration Studies report that more than 45 airports were being used by federal officials to traffic illegals into the interior of the home. When we say every state is a border state, that's what we're talking about. And border czar Kamala Harris owes the people of the state of Missouri an explanation as to what role she played to traffic illegals into and through the state of Missouri.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, very, very effective and has done a tremendous job in the Show Me State. Also, we understand you have just launched an investigation into Lifetime Fitness. What are they doing?
Look, this is the nadir of cultural depravity with these transgender activists that demand that males have access into women's restrooms. And certainly that's the report coming out of a Lifetime Fitness center in St. Louis, that there was a man parading around the female locker room and exposing himself to women. And so, at the end of the day, in Missouri, it is illegal. I personally prosecuted the case against the convicted sex offender male who was in a women's restroom, and he was there to perp on women. He was there to create new victims. Luckily, police apprehended him before that could happen, but it's now the leading case on criminal trespass in Missouri. And so that law applies to this fitness center. And so if the gym didn't give this man permission to be in the women's locker room, then there's a criminal offense going on. Police need to make an arrest for him, and needs to be prosecuted. If the gym gave this man permission to be in the women's locker room, then it's a consumer protection issue. Did the gym notify its female customers that they would be exposed to a male in their locker room and restroom? Because if not, that's the omission of a material fact. And so we've subpoenaed records, and we're going to hold the wrongdoers accountable. And at the end of the day, if this gym is letting men into women's locker rooms, their customers need to know that, and their customers need to go do business somewhere else.
Yeah, this is unacceptable. And yet, Mr. Attorney General, in so many other states, people in your position are afraid to go after these folks. Why is that?
I have no idea. This is a public safety crisis. Again, like I said, the case that I personally prosecuted, that was a convicted sex offender male in a women's restroom looking to create new victims. And so that's what we're up against. There's serious mental health conditions that I think underlie so much of this. But at the end of the day, it is unhealthy to deny objective reality. And gender is an objective reality. And when I say it's unhealthy, I mean we're creating a public safety crisis. But in the same way, it would be unhealthy for me to say the law of gravity, which is also an objective reality, that somehow that doesn't apply to me. And so I'm allowed to like jump off a building and fly. Well, clearly that's not true, regardless of what the cultural norms may say. And so it's important that we call this what it is and shine the light of truth on it and hold wrongdoers accountable.
It's just unacceptable. And I am so glad to see you standing up and fighting back here and fighting for these young ladies, these young girls. They need to be protected. And so far, under the Biden-Harris regime, they have not been protected.
Well, I would submit to you that the Biden-Harris regime has actually perpetrated an attack on women's equality with their attempt to illegally rewrite Title IX to allow men into women's athletic competitions and women's locker rooms and athletic facilities. Mm. For 50 years, Title IX stood for the proposition that women are equal and have equal access to sports and athletic competitions and the locker rooms and facilities attendant thereto. And with the stroke of a pen, the Biden-Harris administration tried to undermine that 50-year landmark equality legislation and unconstitutionally rewrite Title IX. I'm proud of the work I did in partnership with my colleague in Arkansas to put a stop to it and get a win blocking President Biden's attack on womanhood.
All right. Well, Mr. Attorney General, we're going to have to leave it there. Andrew Bailey, ladies and gentlemen, and this guy is going to have national appeal. He already does, but pay very close attention to his rise. Mr. Bailey, thank you so very much for coming on the show today. Good luck to you.
God bless you and your listeners. Talk soon.
All right. There you go. The Missouri Attorney General, Andrew Bailey. This guy is a big time player. And we need people like this who are not afraid to stand up and speak truth to the culture and enforce the laws that are on the books. So well done, Mr. Attorney General. All right. We've got to take a quick break here. By the way, coming up 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax 2, we are going to have live reports on all of the major breaking stories of the day, including what's happening in Israel. Also, the stock market, as well as a live report on the big hurricane that's impacting Florida. Look, it's not so much, it's a category one. The problem is this thing is slowing down and is going to dump about 25 to 30 inches of rain on places like Georgia and South Carolina. So the flooding part of it is going to be the big story here, not the winds. All right, real quick, before we drop to break, let's go to Kim in Georgia. And Kim, appreciate you holding over through the break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, thank you again for being a voice for us and allowing us to be on your show. Thank you so much.
Happy to do it.
Yes, I was listening earlier to the President Trump discussion with the speech and the governor. I really feel like most conservative Republicans in Georgia are not really upset about that. There's nothing that we can do about their personalities or whether they get along. What's more important right now, because it's coming down in a few days, to the actual vote. We are having or have had major problems in Georgia, as you know, with our postal system. And we would like talk show hosts, radio hosts, to please stop encouraging the Georgia citizens to go to the post office to mail their ballot. They need to go in person.
Well, who's doing that, Kim? Again, this is a national radio show, so I certainly have not been encouraging anybody to do that. We believe in going in person and asking for a ballot, a handwritten ballot.
It's the TV talk show host Sean Hannity, and we love Sean, but we just don't want that to happen because we have these postal system issues. We'd like the governor to concentrate on that and make sure that our election sites are secure. That's what we want him to focus on.
Yeah. Well, I'm all about going and going in person. And I want a ballot that I can physically have my hands on. And that's what we've been encouraging people to do here. But it is a good point. You shouldn't be mailing in your ballot. And we need to get that word out. So, Kim, I'm glad you did that.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's Kim from Georgia. And folks, got to do your part, though. You got to get out early, vote. Be sure to get your ballot counted. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, so now our sources are telling us that the pick for VP has been narrowed down to Tim Walz, who's the governor of Minnesota. And the guy's a raging leftist. Also, Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania. Now, Shapiro's issue, not only has he got a couple of, there are a couple of personal issues there, but he's also Jewish, and according to CNN and radical Democrats, that's a problem. And what blows my mind here, folks, is that if Donald Trump had been considering whether or not to pick a VP based on whether or not they were Jewish, or all you know what would be breaking loose in the media right now. But honestly, the anti-Semitism directed at Shapiro is off the charts. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Candy in Georgia. Hi, Candy. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Thanks so much for your show. I listen to you every day, and I just love you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that.
2 points. The lady that just spoke about the mail in Georgia, she's correct. It is a problem, has been for quite a while. Every piece of mail goes through Atlanta to be distributed, and I don't know what the problem is, but John Ossoff went down there to try to get it straightened out. I'm not a fan of his, but anyway, it has been a problem. So that's why she was saying go in person.
Before you get to your second big point here, let me just say that I am just all over going and voting in person. I just think it is so necessary. And unless you are, you know, an invalid or you're a senior citizen, you can't get out. Your butt needs to be down at that ballot box on election day.
I totally agree, Todd. I totally agree, 100%.
All right. Your second big point, Candy.
Second big point is a friend of mine just went through managerial training to work at the polls. She's getting the word out that when you're given your piece of paper to go to the machine, be sure that there's not any mark, no check mark, no R, no D, no kind of mark on that piece of paper. Because if it is, you give it back and demand a fresh, clean piece of paper.
Oh, that's actually good advice, Candy. That is excellent advice. Let me ask you this, Candy. All the back and forth between Trump and Kemp, how is that playing among the ladies of the great state of Georgia?
Well, I can't speak for all the ladies, but I know that of late, Kemp has been kind of weak, and I do think he should be there supporting Trump, and I don't know if there's a little undercurrent going on between them. I don't know, but I know that at one time it seemed like he was just all about it, and now it's like you just never hear from him. But I think it's really a bad thing that he did not go support President Trump in these rallies. I just don't think that's good at all, and I don't know, you know, Trump got him elected both times, and his opponent was Stacey Abrams, which we certainly don't want her up there. But anyway, I can't speak for everyone, but I've never been a real big fan of his. I just don't think he's strong, and I don't think he's doing enough about all these illegal aliens around here killing people, like the Lake and Riley thing. And his home is not too far from Athens, so you know, I think he should have been all over that. But anyway, that's about all I know about.
All right,
that,
well, it's good intel, Candy. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. One more thing, Todd. I was thinking back. I found this information out last night, and I was thinking back on the 2020 election. And if I recall correctly, and at the time, you know, this information wasn't out there, but it seems like that there was an R, or, which I'm a Republican, that there was an R on my piece of paper up at the top, and I thought, well, why are they doing that? What's it to them who I vote for, you know? So I just want to get the word out. I'm trying to tell all my friends, to tell all their friends, because I think apparently this has great merit, because this particular person really wanted to get it out. So I just wanted to pass it on to you, because I love your show, and I listen to you every day, and I just appreciate you very much.
Candy, thank you for those kind words. I appreciate it. And look, I think that's important for people to understand, pay attention, and don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, if you go there and there's an R or a D on your ballot, ask one of the poll workers, hey, what's this doing here? Why is that information there? I know in Tennessee, we at least I'm a registered Republican, and they'll go and ask you, do you want a Republican ballot or a Democrat ballot? And I always get the Republican ballot. So I don't think there's anything nefarious there, but I haven't heard of people putting R's or D's on those ballots. All right, hang tight, folks. We've got to take a quick break again. Our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. In the meantime, we're going to get into this crazy story involving the second dude, Doug Emhoff. They call him the second gentleman, but Doug Emhoff is no gentleman, ladies and gentlemen. Hide your nannies. We'll be right back. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio show. I want to play some audio, and we're going to get this guy on the program. He is based right here in Memphis, Tennessee. His name is Pastor Alton Williams, and the name of the church is World Overcomers Outreach Church. And what I love, it's a huge church, but what I love about this church, they have a life-size replica of the Statue of Liberty in front of the church building. Dylan, you've seen this church, haven't you? I mean, it's massive. But instead of, like, holding the torch, the Statue of Liberty is holding a Bible and a cross. It's pretty impressive.
I hope people don't get confused.
No.
New York.
No. It's pretty brilliant. So anyway, this pastor, it's a predominantly black church, and this pastor is not afraid to speak truth to the culture here in Memphis, Tennessee. Cut 17.
You sitting up here trying to defend LGBTQ? You need to repent to J-E-S-U-S.
Uh-oh.
What they did, here it go. They pushed LGBTQ on black people. I can't vote for a party
that is for all kind of sexual perversions. I can't do it. I can't vote for a party that's going to accept transgenders going into women's restrooms. I can't do it. I can't go with a party that wants to cut little girls' breasts off to make them boys. I can't go with a party that says you can be a boy today and a girl tomorrow. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't follow a party that wants to sexualize our children in school, put drag queens in front of them, reading them little children's stories. I can't do it. I can't support a party that wants to take the rights of parents away. Y'all got to make a decision. It's either God or the devil.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of messaging the Republicans need to have. That's the kind of messaging. And if we can take that messaging, and if black pastors can take that messaging into the black communities, then we will save this country. Now, I go back in time to Charleston, South Carolina, right before the start of the Revolutionary War, when you had a pastor at the First Baptist Church in Charleston, South Carolina, by the name of Oliver Hart. And Oliver Hart was preaching about freedom and liberty from the pulpit with the same kind of a passion that you just heard coming from Pastor Alton Williams, Pastor A.R. Williams in Memphis, Tennessee. And he was preaching to his predominantly white congregation. And then the founding fathers came to him and said, hey, look, can you take that message out into the countryside, the upstate? Can you go out there and help us recruit farmers to fight the British so we can secure our freedom? And they did. They took that message, and the message resonated. The white preachers talking to the white farmers, raising up an army to fight the British. And the same thing can happen today with black preachers going into the community, predominantly black communities, and taking this truth and this message. If we can do that, we win the day. I know that the Democrats right now, are they're trying to divide us along racial lines. I get that. But we can't let them do it. And the reason why is we all share the same common values. They don't want you to know that. But that's the dirty secret. By the way, God bless Congressman Byron Donalds from Florida. So he went on ABC News with George Slapodopoulos and just tore him a new one. And it made Slapodopoulos angry. You could tell this guy was angry. And keep in mind, who is George Slapodopoulos? Before he became an ABC News anchor and star, he was Bill Clinton's hatchet man. This guy is a sorry disgrace of a human being. He was the guy who coined the phrase bimbo eruptions, talking about all the women that that Bill Clinton had his way with. Good, decent women who were manhandled and mauled by Bill Clinton. Anyway, Byron Donalds was on ABC News, and here's what happened when Slapodopoulos tried to accuse Byron Donalds of being racist. Cut 16.
And you just repeated the slur again. If it doesn't matter, why do you all keep questioning her identity? She's always identified as a black woman. She is biracial. She has a Jamaican father and Indian mother. She's always identified as both. Why are you questioning that?
Well, George, first of all, this is something that's actually a conversation throughout social media right now. There are a lot of people who are trying to figure this out. But again, that's a side issue, not the main issue. The main issue.
Sir, one second. You just did it. You just did it again.
Of the United States.
Why do you insist on questioning her racial identity?
You want me to talk?
I want you to answer my question.
George, now that you're done yelling at me, let me answer. He talked about it on the stage yesterday in Atlanta for, 2 minutes? He spent more than 35, 40 minutes going after her record, talking about how radical of a senator that she was. She was the most liberal senator in the United States, in the United States Senate. That is a fact. He talked about the job that she did as vice president of the United States, a job, I will add, which has been a failure for the American people. I know you guys like to glom on to this that he talks about in jest or in a serious manner for about a minute or so, but what you do not cover is the litany of failures of Kamala Harris. That's what you're not covering, George.
So questioning somebody's racial identity for a couple minutes is okay?
George, I'm going to tell you again, he brought it up. AP is the one that wrote the headline when she first came in to the United States Senate. Didn't talk about her being black. Talked about her being the first Indian American senator. AP brought that up. I mean, George, we could have this conversation for the entire segment, but none of this matters to the American people. What matters to the American people is, are we going to have the same policies of the Biden-Harris administration that has been destructive of the American people, or are we going to have the policies of the Trump administration, which put America first, had low inflation, prosperous Americans, no matter your race, no matter your color, no matter your creed, and a foreign policy that kept America safe? Those are the facts that truly matter, because this issue is going to come and go. The lives of the American people is what's going to remain, and that's what matters more than anything else.
If it doesn't matter, I don't understand why you keep on repeating it, why the president keeps on repeating it, why those introducing the president yesterday
George,
keep
actually,
on repeating
I'm
it.
I'm not the one who keeps repeating it. George, you're the one that's bringing it up now. That's
you've
you.
Done
I
it.
Understand.
Sir, you've done it. You've done it three times. Every single answer you gave me. Now let me finish, sir.
George,
every single answer you gave, you repeated the slur.
You asked me, George. That's why I'm pushing back on you now. George, you asked me the question three times. I responded, but I'm
and every single time you repeat the slur. That is exactly my point. You simply can't say that it's wrong.
George, so then what you're saying, and I want to get off this topic because it's not the only thing that's going on. But George, now you're saying that AP is the one that slurred Kamala Harris, because those are the facts. You can go to the internet and look at the clips, George, if you want to, or we can talk about this now. I prefer to talk about the future of our country, because the American people are struggling. The American people do need serious policy decisions to be made, and they need serious leadership on the world stage. Kamala Harris has not proven that she can do that. Donald J. Trump has proven that he can do that.
AP did not say that Kamala Harris is not black. She is biracial. She is Indian. She is black. You continue to repeat the fact that you continue to repeat the slur. I don't understand why you and the president do it, but it's clear you're not going to say that it's wrong. And you've now established that for our audience.
All right, there you go. That's a masterclass in how to handle leftists in the media. And you can hear Slopidopoulos. He was really angry. You know what he was really upset with? That a black man was not being subservient to him. You see, this is who the progressives are at their heart. They don't believe that black people should be able to think on their own. And so when you have someone who is a black Republican who comes on one of these TV programs and they push back, oh, they get their backs up pretty quickly. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Democrat Party, the party of William Jefferson Clinton, who gave us the KKK. It was the party of William Jefferson Clinton who gave us a fight for the Civil Rights Act. If the Democrats had their way, black people would have never been given the right to vote. But thank God for the Republican Party. Thank God for the Republican Party for standing up and fighting for the black man in America and the black woman in America. They don't teach that in schools, but they ought to. They don't, but they ought to. All right, got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot going on tonight. Coming up 5 o'clock Eastern, we're going to give you the very latest information on Tropical Storm Debby making landfall earlier today, causing all sorts of chaos. We're going to get a live report on that. Also, we're going to be following the developments on Wall Street as well as looming war in the Middle East. All right. All that, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax, which President Trump watches every day. So does Mike Huckabee. Millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax. You can watch it on cable, streaming, or download our free Newsmax app. It is now officially the fastest growing cable news channel in America. By the way, Newsmax also announcing plans to go IPO very soon, so you want to check that out right now. NewsmaxInvest.com is our website. NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes magazine says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. So again, check it out today, newsmaxinvest.com. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us today. And as I mentioned to you, and we've done this every hour of the radio program, we are raising some much-needed money and support for our friends at Food for the Poor as they provide very important nutritious food for impoverished children as well as providing them with clean drinking water. I want to bring in our good friend Anitra Parmel from Food for the Poor. Anitra, so good to have you back with us. And again, folks, you can give right now on ToddStearns.com. Just click on the red Give Life banner at the on the website. So, Anitra, give us an update on what's been happening.
Well, amazing things. We're talking about children in 15 of the most impoverished countries throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. So it's children in countries like Haiti, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. And as the U.S. is predominantly recovered from COVID, these families have experienced devastating losses where they were once able to provide maybe just a subsistence of food to their children. They're now, the access to food has been completely cut off. So we're talking to families whose the mother has gone for 3 days without food because anything she gets, she gives to her children. We're talking to fathers who travel for hours and end up paying the majority of their wages in the bus fees. And so they're just crying out to God for an answer. So your listeners have responded in incredible ways. We've already seen dozens of children get food for a year. We're talking two nutritious meals a day. And also your one-time gift also provides access for a community to water. So no longer does a young girl have to stay out of school and walk literally miles on a mountainside to collect water that she knows is going to make her and her siblings sick, but she has no choice. So that's what's on the other side of your one-time gift of $50. It rescues a child by providing food for a year and helping a community get access to water. And the gifts have come in by clicking on that red banner at ToddStearns.com. People are texting Todd to 51555. That's the keyword Todd to 51555 or using our toll-free number, which is 855-353-4673. So if I said that too fast, you can always give right there at ToddStearns.com.
And, of course, want to give a shout-out to some of our donors here, and these are really incredible contributions. James from Hickory, North Carolina, $100. Barbara sending in a gift of $100, feeding two children. This is so awesome. Jay in Reno, Nevada, and Natalie in Sheridan, Oregon. Also want to give a shout-out to Bob, who made a $100 donation in memory of Sylvia. So God bless you there, Bob. And again, folks, it's so super simple. Go to ToddStearns.com. I understand we have some audio to play. What are we about to hear, Anitra?
It's a mother that we met when we were in Guatemala, and she brings to life and makes 3D the situation that she's facing every day. Her name is Gloria.
Sino días cuando tiran a veces los días jueves a veces hay días ahora que tienen la gente la basura.
My children go out every day searching for food. They go to the garbage dump every day, especially on Thursdays when we have seen cars and trucks bringing the trash from other cities. Many times they just don't find anything, so they come back empty-handed, and we just sit here and pray to God that the next day we'll have something, and on that day we only drink water.
God, when we met Gloria, she's not a bad mother. She doesn't send her children to the dump out of anything other than desperation. I mean, they're picking through the dump to find recyclables, or sometimes they actually get access to food. But I don't think any of us will think about Thursdays the same way in the future. And your gift right now means that last Thursday was the last time a mother like Gloria had to send her children to the dump, because a pastor, a community leader will knock on the door and tell her somebody has given access, not for a day or a week or a month, which she would consider a miracle, but for an entire year. Imagine the transformation your gift right now brings to a hungry child.
And again, folks, go to our website right now, toddstearns.com. Click on the red Give Life banner, and we want to raise $20,000. That is our goal, and we've got a little ways to go, but I know you guys can do it. So many of you have already made those gifts, and we want to be able to give the shout-outs to you and say thank you for doing your part in helping these precious children. You can also call 855-353-4673. Or you can text your donation, text Todd, to 51555. That's text Todd to 51555. All right, Anitra, we're going to check back in with you as we continue our campaign. We're going to have to leave it there. We are up against a hard break, but God bless you and the great work that Food for the Poor is doing.
Thank you for your generosity.
All right, again, folks, ToddStearns.com. Click on that red Give Life banner and let's help these kids. I know you guys can do it. All right, we've got to scoot out of here. 5 o'clock Eastern. We will see you on Newsmax. In the meantime, get out there. Be good, America.